Blog Talk Radio.
I wake up in the morning and the sun shines across my face. I know the Lord, He's blessed me with another day. Oh, as I walk along my Christian journey, and I cross the stormy banks and raging seas, I know that He will keep me in perfect peace. Another day, another day, He has blessed me. Another day, another day. One more day, He has kept me. Oh, so no matter what I'm going through, I know my God will see me through. Another day, another day, another day, another day.
guys enjoyed that. This is G-Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. It was a different start today. I just had little problems, but I appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight. Tonight's message is a message that I hope that will touch your hearts and touch your lives and inspire you to be a better you and to really go after the things that you feel that God wants for you. If you think I'm tuning in with me, I've been talking about different things, a different series of different topics, so make sure you check out my blog, blogtalkradio.com/GWright. And if you look over to the Tuesdays, you'll see the different sermons, the different things like that. Last Tuesday, we talked about this, the Lord, your hiding place. The Lord, your hiding place, coming from Psalm chapter 32, verse 7. My first point was the Lord, your hiding place. Second point is this, the Lord, your protector. My third point was the Lord, your surrounding force. And then, remember me. And I appreciate you guys make the Hard Love Radio Show a favorite of yours. Please pray for me. You know, the one thing about it is just, when you're trying to do right, there's so many different things, so many different distractions that come about in our lives. So I just want to encourage you guys to really make sure that you yourself stay focused and do the things that God has placed in your heart to do. But tonight, I want to talk about this. Who is the Lord to you? Who is the Lord to you? And I say that because, you know, one thing about that, not everyone believes what we believe. You know, we all have, our life experiences have made us sometimes who we are. The way we have gone through some situations, sometimes people are bitter. Sometimes people just don't believe. But what God really wants to know is, who do you say I am? People might say, you know, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in Christ. I don't believe in Christianity. The question is, who do you? At the end of the day, we are responsible for our own faith. And God's going to ask you, you know, who do you believe in? What do you believe in? So today's message is, who is the Lord to you? And that's the question that I think that we should always know. Who is the Lord to you? Not who is the Lord is. Who is the Lord to your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, but who is the Lord to you? Wherever you are, please bow your heads with me. I'm just going to say a quick prayer, and I'm going to share with you what God has placed in my heart to share with you guys, which also is encouraging me. It's for me as well. Lord, I just pray, God, that you just touch me, touch my heart, touch my mind right now. Give me wisdom. Please speak to me, and I pray that something I say or play on the radio show will touch somebody's heart and someone's life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now I'm coming to you guys from Psalm chapter 27, verse 1, and this is a Psalm of David. David's song of confidence. It reads like this: The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. The war should rise against me. In this would I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, verse 5, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now, verse 6, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore, while offering this tabernacle sacrifices of joy, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. It says Psalms chapter 27, verses 1 to 6. And we have blessed to reading of his word. I just wanted to encourage you today that sometimes we are in places and we say, God, how I cannot see my way. We say, God, how is this happening? How is this taking place? And why is this happening to me? In Psalm chapter 27, verse 1, it says this. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Let me stop right there. Have you ever been lost and in the dark and you were nervous or scared? Or perhaps you were somewhere that you haven't been before. There was no light, no moonlight to help you see your way. But then you saw a light. You began to run to the light so you could see where you were and what surrounded you. The same way when I think about the statement that the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? You know, the Lord is that light. So we're going through some things and we're having to deal with some situations and we say, God, I can't see my way. And so the Lord is like that light, like that flashlight. The Lord is like that flashlight. He's like that light. And where there's light, there can't be a darkness because light and darkness can't dwell in the same place. So my first point tonight is this. When I ask this question, who is the Lord to you? According to Psalm chapter 27, the Lord is first, what? Your light and my salvation. He's what? My light and my salvation. The Lord is light. Light and darkness cannot coexist at the same time in the same place. God wants you to be able to see what's around you. The Lord is your light. And the thing about this, if you spend time praying to God, God will speak to you. God will tell you, won't you do this? God will lead you if you allow him to lead you. The Lord is your light. God, where there's light, you can see what's inside. Have you ever just... Let me just say this real quick. Have you ever been in a dark room when you go into your home and the lights are off? One of the first things you want to do is run to the light switch. First thing you want to do is turn on the switch so you can see. Even though you know what's there, if you've walked around at night, you've gone to get something, you know from photographic memory, where you can actually be able to see some shapes. But where there's light, you can see there's liberty. You can see what's in front of you. You can see what's going around you. You know, the Lord is my light and my salvation. That means that when I spend time with the Lord, guess what? I'm spending time in light. Light changes. You can see. You can see clear. You can see, period. The Lord is your light and your salvation. God wants you to be able to see Jesus is the light of the world. And you know, I think about the song, Walk in the Light, Beautiful Light. You know that song, Jesus the Light of the World. I don't know the full verse of that. But listen to this, Jesus is light. Who is the Lord to you? He's light. He's going to help you to see things that you wouldn't be able to see. You know, and think about this, God didn't just leave us comfortless. You know, he left his Holy Spirit. God will lead us into all truth if we allow him to, if we allow him to. Who is the Lord to you? He's your light. He's my light and my salvation. Salvation. The Lord is your salvation. Salvation, the act of saving someone from someone or something. Sometimes we don't even realize that we need salvation. Sometimes we don't even realize that we need some help. We need saving from something or from someone or from some situation. And sometimes God allows situations to come so we can be reminded that we cannot make it on our own. We can't do it on our own. You know, salvation. There's something that have this picture of someone on a white horse just coming to swoop you up and save you. Jesus is more than just that. Where there's light, you can be saved. Saved from unknown, saved from things you don't know about. And the thing about it is this, before Jesus gave his life for you or for me, he looked down the corridor of the time. You know, on that cross, if he wouldn't have stayed on that cross, we wouldn't have the opportunity to be saved. We wouldn't have the opportunity to be saved from damnation. We would not have opportunity to be saved and cleansed for our sins without having to go through a high priest. So the Lord is your light. He is my light. And he is our salvation. He saves us. He saves us from things we haven't even begun to realize could affect us. It's like driving in a car and someone saying, "Didn't you see that police car? The police car almost hit you." That's what God saved you. He protects you from harm. He protects you from seeing and unseen situations. One time I was in an accident, a car accident one time. And I was in this accident, and I fell asleep at the wheel. I was much younger. And I totaled my car. And I remember shaking once my car finally went off the road and hit the fence, turned in the wrong direction, down an embankment, and there was a fence there. If someone was there, and they came, the guy ran over and said, "Look, I saw the accident." He said, "There's no way you should be here." He's like, "There's no way that you should be here right now because I saw the accident and you should be dead right now." I want you to know that God will save you even when you can't foresee it, because God can't see things. And this guy was like, he told me this. He said, "Look, there were people all around you. There were cars all behind you. That should have been a bigger accident than that. You shouldn't be alive right now." And a whole bunch of cars put over to the side of the road. I'm telling you to say this, is that even when you say, "I don't need to be saved," God knows that you need to be saved. He is your life. He is your salvation. And the rest of that first verse says this. It says this. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear?" If the Lord is your light and your salvation, what do you have to be afraid of? What do you have to be afraid of? You know, in John chapter 15, it says, Jesus said, "Look, if you remain in me, I will remain in you." You know, the thing about it is this. If you remain in him, he will remain in you. That's John chapter 15, verse 4. If he's in you, and you're in him, there's nothing to be afraid of. Believe God will never leave or forsake you. You've got to believe this today. When answering that question, who is the Lord to you? You have to believe that there's no reason to be afraid. Because sometimes we become afraid of unknown things and situations still come. Some things still happen in life. But I want you to understand that while things can happen to your flesh and your body, and we don't like pain, we don't like to go through anything, no one can touch our souls. Don't let the situations you're in break your soul. There might be some things that might become uncomfortable. There might be some discomfort. But don't allow situations in your life to break your soul. Who is the Lord to you? The Lord to me is my life, my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? Do we realize that we have the opportunity for greatness if we believe in God and we keep His word in our mouths and we practice what we preach and we strive for it to doing the right thing? Now, the thing about it is this, we're not perfect. But God loves you. Where you are right now, wherever you are, God loves you. Whatever your struggles you're struggling with, God loves you. Who is Lord Chief? Because if you know who the Lord is, there's no reason to be afraid. If you know He's your light, guess what? You know in Him, you're going to see. If you know that the Lord is your what? Salvation. Then you know that the Lord will save you. The Lord will keep you when you don't feel like you can be kept. You know, I just want to tell you guys that God loves you. God will never leave you, and God will never, never forsake you. You know, just be encouraged today and know this, that God is your light. He is your salvation. So don't be afraid. I'll be right back.
If there were no you, So you got a bill, so you got a kick. Guess who sees it, guess who knows and cares about it. Almost broke again, trying to work your plan. Slow down on them chests and cause it's not in your hands. You don't have to worry, no, you don't have to bother. It's being handled by your almighty father. Just let him do it, he'll ease your mind on through it. He loves you so much more than you could ever know. Satan wants to steal your sanity, your health, and any happiness you feel. Stress is just a game you never have to play. Jesus rose so you could cast out devils in his name. Give your problems to him. I thought you said you knew him. Yeah, he's the one that's trying to carry you through him. I know it's hard, but you can let down your guard. He cares about you and he wants to see you smile.
This is G-Wright. Thank you for tuning in to the Heart and Love Radio Show. Coming to you live on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Have a great day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The number here is 646-595-4311.
Guys, enjoyed that. That was Daddy's Got You. Now, from Sonny Hawkins, you listen to the Heart and Love Radio Show. My message for tonight, if you're just tuning in, is this question: who is the Lord to you? Psalm chapter 27, verses 1 through 6. My first point was this: the Lord is my salvation, my light, and my salvation. Then my points were this: the Lord is your light. The Lord is your salvation. What should you be afraid of? My next point tonight is this: the Lord is the strength of my life. When you think about something as, we have had a statement, the Lord is the strength of my life, you think of something that is able to hold you, sustain you, keep you no matter what. Let's say this. Times are not easy. Now, I don't know about you, but I've faced some things in my life that at this point I should be somewhere. I shouldn't be where I'm at right now. I should not be have a sound mind right now. But what the enemy meant for evil in your life, God can turn that and use it for good. Now, I know the thing about it is this. We face things. As human beings, we face things. We face situations. We face hard times. We face situations that we feel that there's no way that we can recover from that. The Lord is the strength of my life. I think of Job. I think of Job. You know, besides the thing that Jesus had suffered, you know, I think about Job, who lost everything. He believed in God, but same time he lost all his kids and a whole bunch of kids. Lost all his children, lost his income, lost everything. Here's a man who should have thrown in the towel, cursed God and died. That's what his wife said. Why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die? You're having these health situations, which is problems with your skin. You've lost your income. All our kids have died. And I want you to understand that he did not curse God. The Lord was the strength of his life. Prime example. Another example might be this. I have a friend who went through some situations, and she found that the things that she worked so hard to get to, she got to that point and still couldn't get over that hump to get to the next place. She went through, and I feel like she went through what Job kind of went through. We're not just talking about disappointments. We're talking about people who've lost their dreams. People have lost their will to live. But they had a little ounce of faith, the size of a mustard seed. And God used that faith to bring them through and take them to the other side. The same with us. The same thing in our lives. God wants us to realize this. That he is the strength of your life. Who is the Lord to you? I'm going to say this. He is the strength of my life. He is the strength. God will sustain you when you cannot make it. Have you ever been through a situation and you say, God, you know, I don't have any money to get to the next level. I don't have any money. I don't know what I'm going to do. Things aren't working quite the way I expect them to work. Things are not happening. It's not happening the way I thought it was going to happen, and everything else is just falling around you. I want you to understand that God will sustain you when you cannot make it. When you get to that point where you say, God, I can't make it, God will sustain you, and God will keep you even in the midst of what you're going through, even in the midst of your trial, even in the midst of your situation. God will sustain you. He is the strength of your life. When I think about the strength, I think about rock. I think about a rock. Powerful, all powerful. He's able to keep you. He's able to sustain you and make sure that you still have the things that you need to live. God will keep you through the trials and tribulations, like I said before. You think about someone who's strong. You think about strength. You think about people. You think about, you get this vision like a He-Man, right? For those of you who are in your 30s, 40s on up, you might think of He-Man. You know, some might think of Mighty Mouse. You know, just God is the strength of my life. If God is all-powerful, all-knowing, He is the creator, He's able to keep you. He's able to save your life. He's able to keep you. He'll keep it together when you are at the point of throwing in the towel. Have you ever been in a situation where you say, God, you know, I'm just ready to give up because it's not working right. Things aren't going the way I expect them to go. My heart is heavy. I'm a broken spirit. And when you think that you cannot make it, God will keep you. God will protect you. God will keep you. He will sustain you through your situations. Perhaps you've been in some situations on your job and people have been just talking about you. Or people have just been just taunting you, wanting you to lose your cool. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord kept David, King David in the Bible. He kept him through so much. There's so many things that he did that weren't right. But it said that David was a man after God's own heart. David knew to go back. He knew to repent. He knew to, and some things do happen. When we do some things, we do have to pay for our sins. We do have to give an account. But thank God for grief. David knew that the Lord was his strength, was the strength of his life. And if the Lord is the strength of your life tonight, wherever you are, who do you have to be afraid of? Who do you have to be afraid of? God wants you to understand that things might happen to our flesh. People might be able to beat us. People might be able to even kill us. But they can't take our soul. They can't take our soul. I want you to understand that the Lord is the strength of your life. Don't allow the situation that you go through to try to break you. Don't allow the situation that you go through in your life to try to kill you. Because the enemy wants nothing but to steal the blessing God has in store for you. To steal, to kill that dream, that vision, and to destroy it. Make sure you don't get back up ever again. Make sure you don't try to even ever attempt to go after your dreams and do things God has called you to do. Because I want you to understand something, that we're going into a season where we have to know that we know who the Lord is to us, who the Lord is to me, who is the Lord to you. This is something that we've got to know. We've got to know. Then this, God has your back. What do you have to be afraid of? God has your back. Keep him first. Keep the Lord first in your life. And in your weakness, his strength is made perfect. I know there's a song that C.C. Winans has, "His Strength is Perfect," and I'll have it on here to play. I will definitely be putting that on the next couple shows. But I want you to understand this. You know this saying, like, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, which basically is saying this: God will fight. If you keep your battles, if you keep God first, keep God first. Keep God first and lean on him, lean on his strength, lean on him to show you how to do what you need to do. And the Bible is the key. Read the Bible, pray, and ask God to show you exactly what you need to do and how you need to do it. There's no reason to be afraid of whom should you be afraid of. Who do you have to be afraid of if he is the strength of your life? I'm going to play this next song, and this song is called Every Word. This is by a good friend of mine, Antonio Lawrence. I'll be right back.
You know, Jimmy, Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God's mouth.
Antonio, I know exactly what you mean, because it was God's word that transformed my life.
Oh, yeah.
Can we sing about it?
Come on, let's go.
Hold on. Don't give in to what may seem to be the end. Hold on.
And you
be strong. Know that you belong to Him. He's on the throne. Hold on. He will keep you in the midst of your storm. Learn to trust in Him. The battle is the Lord. Everybody pray.
Hold on.
Hold on. Trust in Him. The battle is the Lord. Everybody say,
hold on.
Hold on.
And I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Hold On from Dan J. Butler. And before that, that was Everywhere by Antonia Lawrence. If you've been listening in with me, first of all, let me say that the number here is 646-595-4311. We have about 9 more minutes in the show to go before the show concludes for the night. If there's something in your heart you'd like to share, feel free to call in. The number is 646-595-4311. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. Don't forget, you can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/GWriteLove. My official website is GWriteOnline.com. I'm on Facebook. Just look for GWrite. I'm also on MySpace still. That's myspace.com/TheHeartsOfLoveRadioShow and or myspace.com/GWriteSing. But getting back to your word, tonight's message is basically this question for you coming from Psalm chapter 27, verses 1 through 6. Who is the Lord to you? Our first point tonight is that the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the light. The Lord is my salvation. What should you be afraid of? Then the Lord, my second point, the Lord is the strength of my life. God will sustain you when you cannot make it, that will keep you through your trials and tribulations. He will keep it together when you are not able to. When you're at your breaking point, God will keep you. Who do you have to be afraid of? My third point tonight is this, that the Lord is the ultimate protector. My ultimate protector. It says in verse 3 of Psalm chapter 27, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing, verse 4, have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. So I'm going to stop right there real quickly. I know I have 7 minutes to go. It's the end of the show, so just stay with me, guys. The Lord is the ultimate protector. I want you to understand tonight when it says in verse 3, though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. I want you to understand this when people, your enemies come against you, God will cause them to stumble and fall. He will cause them to stumble and fall. Let me go up verse 2 real quick. Let me backtrack to verse 2. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, means to destroy me, they stumbled and fell. I want you to understand that when evil people come against you and your enemies come against you, guess what? God will call to destroy you. Because I want you to understand, there are some people who don't like the fact that you have a dream. I need you to understand tonight that there are some people who don't like the fact that you're trying to be someone better. You're striving for your dreams. Because some people have given up on their dreams because they don't believe that they can make it. You know, I want you to understand that there are some people who don't like you. I want you to understand this today, that God will cause your enemies to stumble and fall. When they try to destroy your name and they try to destroy who you are, what you're trying to do and trying to become, guess what? God will cause your enemies to stumble and fall. God will give you peace when people try to take you down. It says in verse 4, one thing, it says in verse 3, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Guess what? Though people will set up things against you right in front of your face, but guess what? There's no reason to fear. God will give you peace. Have you ever been in a situation and you know people are plotting against you? You might be on your job and people might not like the fact that you're having. So what they do is try to set up situations. Let's see how they react to this. And then they go and talk about it because they're trying to set you up. I want you to understand tonight that God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. In the midst of people trying to do some things against you, God will give you peace in the midst of your storm. Also, excuse me. No need to be afraid or live in fear. There's no reason to be afraid or to live in fear. The war happens. We're in war now. Don't be afraid. Don't allow the things, the fears that people have to become your fear. Believe that God is your ultimate protector. And when I know that things happen to our flesh, and I want to try to keep it real for some of you guys who are listening out there who might not go to church or things like that. Being a Christian does not mean that it's going to be easy. It just means that we believe that God is going to get us through whatever it is that we're going through. It's that we believe that he did send his son, Jesus Christ, down the cross for our sins, the same so we can have a chance to be saved. I want you to understand tonight that these things happen in life, but I need you to understand who is Lord to you? Understand that the Lord is, he is the light and your salvation. He's the strength of your life. I'm going to say he's the strength of my life. Then he's the ultimate protector. Now, mind you, we do experience things. We go through things. And I keep on saying that because I know that some of you might be thinking, well, gee, we still go through stuff. I don't get it. I don't understand. Some things we're not going to get. Some things we're not going to get until we're on the other side. But God has left us with the Bible, which we believe is inspired by God. And God used people to write it. But I just want to encourage you guys tonight, those who are listening, you need to know who the Lord is for yourself. Turn to Psalm 27, read it for yourself. But verses 4 and 5 and 6, I'm going to read this real quickly. I have about 2 minutes left in the show. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. I just want to encourage you tonight this. Let the Lord be your all in all. David wrote in here that to dwell in the house of the Lord, that's what he wanted the most. To dwell in the house of the Lord. To basically experience God daily. And to serve God faithfully. You know, who is the Lord to you? That's the only question that you can answer. You know, David said in Psalm chapter 27, verses 1 to 6, if you read those, but for verse 1, he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Don't live your lives in fear. Don't allow the situations in your life to dictate to you what God can do. Believe that God is your light. Believe that he's your salvation. Call on him while you have time. This opportunity. If you haven't accepted him into your heart, accept him into your heart right now and ask him to come into your life. God bless you. We're not going to finish this today, but wherever you are, accept Jesus Christ into your life. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. Ask him to change your life. Believe that he was sent by God. He came, he lived amongst us. He died on the cross for our sins. And 3 days later, God raised him again from the dead with all power and all glory. Just try him. But my question for you still remains, who is the Lord to you? I just want to say God bless you. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart and Love Radio Show. I want to hear from you. Tell me what you think about this message, how this message touched your life. Send me an email to gwright1line@yahoo.com. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless.
With you, patience and strength.
No matter what I face, you've been there to bring me through. That your love was true.
Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're mine.
And all I want
to say
till my dying
day,
I just wanna be close to you. Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're
and all I want
till
my die. I just wanna be close to you.
Come on, Steve, follow me.
Da-da.
You, sir.
I just want